Jessica Nicole from... did I do that right? I already screwed it up, didn't I?
I know that was perfect.
Oh, no.
Jessica Nicole, that's me.
All right. We were just talking about that before we went on the air. Anyway, from the hit Fox show, Fringe is joining us right now. How are you, agent?
I wish I was better. I'm a bit under the weather right now, which is kind of appropriate because we are filming a show about this virus that's killing people. And as soon as we started, everyone started dropping like flies on the crew and in the cast.
Oh, no. You don't mean they're not dying. You mean that they're...
Well, we're not dying. Not yet. I feel pretty close to
fingers
it right
crossed.
Now. But we're not dying. We just all... And, you know, we all work so hard and we work such long hours that if one person gets it, it goes through everybody like fire.
And, well, I know that you know art. So what do they say? Art imitates life or the other way around or...
Yeah, probably both of them, actually, in this case. Absolutely.
So you're essentially... You're like doing a reality show. It's very real.
That's so depressing. I would much rather be doing a different episode right now.
It's quickly turning into Survivor. Anyway, all right. So now the show is in its second season. It's getting lots of praise from everybody. For those who haven't seen it, Fringe is it's a sci-fi show. You know, hey, wait a second. You explain it. This is your show. I host this one, all right? So Fringe is...
No, it's always really nice to hear other people's ideas about what they think Fringe is. Because they vary from person to person. What's important to one person is, you know, inevitably different than to the next person. So,
well, I see a lot of similarities with like the X-Files.
Right.
And
correct.
Then,
yeah, the subject matter is the same with X-Files, essentially, in that, you know, they're going out and investigating these really weird, unexplained happenings that are going on around the country and the world. And it's also a bit like a crime drama, like a CSI or even a Law and Order a little bit, because you've got a specific team of people that are always going out to figure this stuff out. They're FBI agents. And it's got a lot of stuff mixed in, but I think what sets the show apart from many of the other shows like X-Files and CSI is that there's this ongoing storyline that surpasses, you know, the drama of the week. In every episode. So you can certainly tune into one episode and get your thrills and your chills, but there's also something that's bigger than just, you know, what they're investigating that's happening to everyone, which has been called the pattern, in quotations, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's a little bit like a lot of different shows, and because of that, I think it's unlike any other show.
Now, there's some pretty intense storylines, as you were talking about. There's the hostage situations, terrorist stuff. Again, very much mimicking real life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I think one of the most interesting ways that they showed that in the show was when it was the season finale of the first season. They had a newspaper in William Bell's office, and of course William Bell lives in this alternate reality, and the newspaper that was on his desk, everything was different. JFK was still alive. His office was in the World Trade Center towers. They were all these ideas of things that had happened in our history that just hadn't happened in this reality. Like, different things had happened. Instead of the World Trade Towers going down, they had flown into the White House, and the White House had been destroyed. And so there was an article saying Obama moves into a new White House, which is, you know, that's as close to snatching from the headlines as you possibly can, but putting a little twist on it, of course.
All right, you know, we've got to get back into the music more with Jessica Nicole. You can stick around for a little bit longer, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. We'll continue the chat. More music right now on Top of the Charts.